It's the Memorial Day sales event at the DGDG Mazda stores. Capital Mazda, Stevens Creek Mazda, Concord Mazda, and Team Mazda. Hey, it's Sean Del Grande. And we've got over 800 brand new Mazdas with outstanding incentives, like low monthly lease payments and low APR financing. Yep, it's just a great time to buy. So don't miss the Memorial Day sales event at the DGDG Mazda stores in San Jose, Concord, and Vallejo.
Financing on approval of credit.
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is proud to present Sharks Instant Replay. Highlights from the most recent San Jose Sharks game.
It's time for the Instant Replay. The Los Angeles Kings have defeated the San Jose Sharks by the score of 2-1 in front of a crowd of 12,266 at SAP Center. And here is how the game happened. In the first period, a 18-second span of time was basically the difference in the game. It was nothing-nothing. Both goaltenders, David Rittich for the Kings and Mackenzie Blackwood for the Sharks, were playing quite well, and then all of a sudden, this happened. Clayton Costin won a battle on the boards, but then turned it over. It's going to be a breakaway for Kempe, walking into the zone, shoot, score! So Clayton Costin tries to make the play out to the slot. It bounced, it got deflected, and Kempe just jumped on that, skated right up the middle, stick-handled into the zone all by himself, made the deke, and put it past Blackwood to make it 1-0 Los Angeles. Unassisted goal for Kempe is 25th of the season at 10:55, and then 18 seconds later, a moment for Akil Thomas and his family. Here comes LA again, right into the zone. Little drop pass, and Thomas shoots and scores! Akil Thomas, in only his second NHL game, takes the drop pass and scores his first National Hockey League goal to make it 2-0. Unbelievable. Thomas getting a pass from Jordan Spence and also Pierre-Luc Dubois and getting his first ever goal at 11:13. 18 seconds after Kempe scored, it was suddenly 2-0 in favor of the Kings. That was really how the game was going to be for most of the rest of the contest. And in part, that was because of the goaltending of David Rittich, who would make a really big save late in the first period to keep it 2-0. Sharks throw it out to center, taking it Zadina, makes the move on the defenseman. Anderson goes in, semi-breakaway, and a diving, sliding stop by goaltender Rittich. Did the double pad stack, lifted the upper pad up, and got a little piece of that backhand chance by Philip Zadina. That was the best Shark scoring chance right there as the puck deflected into the crowd. Only 49.1 seconds remaining in this first period, but wow, what a chance for San Jose. And that one off of Rittich might have also hit him in the shoulder after it hit him in the pad on the way, but what a save by Rittich against Philip Zadina, who thought that the puck was going to go in. And so it was 2-0 Los Angeles at the end of one. And at the end of two, it was also 2-0 in favor of the Kings, but that was in part because of a golden chance that was wasted by San Jose's power play unit. Jordan Spence took a four-minute high-sticking penalty after drawing some blood on Philip Zadina at 13:59. And the Sharks had some chances on that, but David Rittich was pretty equal to the task, so it wasn't as if they were moribund on the power play chances against the Kings' penalty killing that had given up 9 power play goals in their previous 9 games. But it would be no goals in those 4 minutes, and time would tick down, and the second period would end, and it would be a 2-0 Los Angeles lead. In the third, the Kings went for more, but Mackenzie Blackwood, as he had been so solid during the course of this game, stayed solid. So Spence chips it off with a backhand off the left boards, and he'll take a drop now from Kempe, move to the middle. Now in close, Kopitar throws to the net, save off Arvidsson's chip. What a stop by Blackwood. That was a tremendous save. What a pass by Kopitar. He's just so good at spotting his teammates and getting that pass flat right on the tape. And Arvidsson knocked it to the goal, but Blackwood made the big save with about 10.5 to play in the third period. The Sharks went for broke in the final 2 minutes, pulling Blackwood for the extra attacker. They were outshot 11-3 in the third period by L.A., 28-16 for the game. But Clem Costin would atone for that earlier give-up of the puck and would really have a solid performance the rest of the way. He scored his 8th of the year at 18:08. Addison kept it in, off the stick of Addison. Now it's fed out in front. Eklund dishes off. Granlund over to Costin. Shoot, score! Clayton Costin! The pass from Granlund gets the Sharks on the board with a minute 52 remaining in the game. And all of a sudden, maybe there's a little seed of doubt planted on the LA side. Well, a seed of doubt, perhaps, but it did not blossom into a full growth, unfortunately, as the San Jose Sharks were unable to come back as they had earlier in the season. You may recall the game on Long Island in December. The Sharks scored two extra attacking goals near the end of the game to tie it, and then won it when William Eklund scored in overtime. And the very next game in Detroit, they were down by the score 4-0, but they would come roaring back, get an extra attacker goal with about a minute and a half to play, and would win it in overtime in that game when Mikhail Granlund scored his 500th career point with the game-winning goal against the Red Wings. So they got half of that done in front of the home crowd, but not enough to equalize the score. And so the final score was the Kings 2 and the Sharks 1. San Jose losing for the 50th time in regulation this year. They're 17-50-8. They've got 42 points. While the LA Kings take another step closer to the playoffs, it was their 40th win of the season. They now have 91 points on the year. That's it for our instant replay. This has been a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.